Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so the UK Daily Mail, only, you know, major American publication, seems to be concerned about the combination of these, you know, this balloon, not the first one, by the way.
Yeah, one over Canada, too, possibly.
Yeah. And this is just the first one that's gotten a lot of attention, but definitely not the first one that has, you know, been flown over the country.
Right.
Actually, just yesterday, the UK Daily Mail was covering it that, you know, the Chinese have now bought up 200,000 acres.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole other thing that is just not getting put out in the American media, where there is the Chinese Communist Party is purchasing farmland near U.S. military bases.
Yep.
There's all kinds of things that are going on that this administration is allowing the Communist Party to get away with in this country.
If you look, I mean, it's getting outrageous. This is just some headlines, okay? Let's go back to January 18th. Well, but before we do, let's go back to July 24th, 2022. You put this in, it comes up. And it's the UK Daily Mail that's covering it. Our mainstream media is blacking this out, too. They want China to get good and settled in here. Headline, China purchased 300 acres in North Dakota 20 minutes from a major U.S. Air Force base.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you put this in and you'll notice the farmland, story after story after story after story of farmland purchased near military outfits. Here's another one, UK Daily Mail, where we go to find out what's going on in America, since we're not allowed to do that here. China threatens national security by buying land next to military base. 51 Republicans tell Biden cabinet. GOP says North Dakota facility has intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance capabilities. Mm-hmm. And communist encroachment. That's back in September.
Yeah.
Right? So nothing happens. Joe's cool. We all pretend it's not going on. And guess what? Now they're flying spy balloons. They're not even hiding it, Lee. The size of three buses?
Well, I think that's the entire envelope of the balloon, as well to whatever electronic equipment is attached to it.
But this is not subtle. I mean, this is them going, we think your president's going to stop us.
And they know that this can be seen. I mean, this is an old tactic. Actually, the Japanese did that in World War II. They had attached bombs to it. It was not the electronic surveillance equipment, but it was sort of time to drop a bomb over U.S. territory. So, you know, using balloons for military purposes, obviously, is an old track. In fact, hot air balloons were the very first reconnaissance vehicles that were used in air. But anyway, getting back to this story, this disturbs me on several different levels. Why this was even allowed to come into U.S. airspace is an issue. And quite honestly, their thing is the Biden administration trying to claim that, well, we're concerned about damage to the ground if we shoot it down. It's in Montana. Okay? Nothing against Montana. Love Montana. Great state. But it's sparsely populated. Sparsely populated. You can't tell me that they can't track that and calculate what would be the debris field and where it would land within pretty close proximity, where they could at least, if nothing else, evacuate a small area where they could then take it down and bring it down. You know, I would certainly hope that this country has used its electronic countermeasures to already have disabled whatever electronic equipment is on it. But I don't know. This almost gets to the point where I'm wondering if this is not just a distraction for something else.
Well, I mean, it just shows a level of absolute Chinese interference that this is why they put Biden in place.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the strong financial evidence of the influence that nation, the Communist Party, has bought with the Biden administration is already there for those who are willing to look at it.
And then, I mean, you put it on top. I mean, I could do a whole show on this today. I opened the show with this. Yesterday, I was absolutely shocked that Joe Biden, I mean, the probably the most critical mine in the entire country is in northeastern Montana. Minnesota, excuse me. It's in northeastern Minnesota.
Yeah.
And it has the cobalt, 88% of our cobalt, 95% of our nickel. It's got a third of our copper. We need all three of these things desperately, especially the cobalt, if we're going to produce tech and if we're going to have any kind of national defense. So Joe Biden takes it offline for 20 years, environmental concerns, right? Then we find out John Kerry is running around secretly, not openly, secretly cutting mineral deals with China to buy the very same minerals he just put off limits to American miners. So what does that mean? Well, that gives China a monopoly.
This administration is selling out this country.
Absolutely, and right in front of our faces.
Selling
they're
out
not
this
even
country.
Hiding it.
We have the minerals. We have a lot of these minerals, these rare earth minerals that that you're being told in the media are only available in certain. No, a lot of these are available many places. They're rare earth minerals, not because they don't exist anywhere, but just certain specific places, but because they're very hard to find and you have to mine them to do that. But this administration and the Democrat Party and many Republicans, too, are so willing to go along with all these environmental regulations that prevent us from doing the very things that will get us to the point of where they want to take us with electrification, with batteries, with all this other stuff. And you're shipping those jobs and the control of that overseas to China, our biggest enemy, economic, military, diplomatic, the biggest aggressor against this country. And you're wanting to pay them extra money to give us or to sell us products that we can produce ourselves.
And again,
makes no sense at all.
The next question that should be asked about the cobalt. There's another country that has paid tens of millions of dollars to Hunter.
Yeah.
And that is Russia.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
You'll never find a single dime, not even a nickel, between Trump and Russia. It does not exist. But there are millions, tens of millions of dollars have been paid through Rosemont Seneca, through the Russian oligarch Batarina. Okay? So the Russians paid millions of dollars. They are a top five cobalt producer, too. So the next thing I would do, if we had honest intel agencies and I was running one of them, I want to know what deal Kerry cut with Russia. Because he didn't just do China. He did Russia, too. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
Russia is going to want their cut of that. So here's Representative Peter Straubert talking about this. John Kerry sneaking around cutting this deal to buy these minerals from China, literally as Joe Biden is putting them off limits here to mining.
But the House is investigating John Kerry's secret climate negotiations in China. Now, you're not on the House Oversight Committee, but with your background in energy, I do want your thoughts on these secret meetings between Kerry and China.
The fact of the matter is, what does the communist country of China have over this, the Biden and this administration? Why would he refuse to use United States labor for mining critical minerals? And why would he put a special envoy in John Kerry to secretly make agreements with the country of China? It's unacceptable. We have to put America first, America workers first, and America security first.
You know what else is going on? China manufactures solar panels using slave labor and child labor. There is a whole group of solar panels that are not being allowed into this country because this country has laws against slave labor being used. They've identified this company in China as using slave labor and child labor to manufacture solar panels, so they're being kept from being imported into this country. The very thing that these people say they want is more solar panels. The circle that goes around these people is just unbelievable. Here's what we want to do, but we're going to pay people overseas to do it, but then we're not going to let them bring it in here so we don't have enough, so the price goes up, so we get somebody else. And it's just a continual circle. There's no logic to this at all.
No. And here's how bad this is, too. And you got to go to the UK Daily Mail to find this because it's just jaw-dropping. The Chinese building this giant milling facility on the border of Grand Forks, North Dakota, 12 miles from the Air Force Base, right? So I guess that way they could put their balloons right over the Air Force Base. Joe, pretend it's not going on. No big deal. Pentagon will let them fly it. So who ultimately stops this? Federal government? Nah. The mayor.
Yeah.
Brandon Brochensky moved to block construction by denying building permits.
Now, initially they wanted it because they wanted the jobs and the tax dollars until they suddenly discovered that it was a Chinese Communist Party behind it.
Right, and that it was a national security threat. So, I mean, it's up to local mayors to overcome the Chinese influence with Joe Biden and stop these projects.
Well, just like the lack of security at our southern border.
Right. Oh, by the way, we just caught a bunch of Chinese nationals coming over the border, paid $35,000 a pop to the cartels. Wonder what they're doing here.
Wonder.
Hope it's not nefarious. But if it is, oh well.
Wonder if they had Mylar and helium balloon tanks.
Yeah, really?
This country, I tell you.
I know. I'm right there with you.
Terrorists want it. Hear the Terror Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.